Rural Focus.
It is Troy with Rural Focus. Always nice to have this bloke on the radio show, and nice to see that he's back in WA as well. Warren Davies, a.k.a. the Unbreakable Farmer. Mate, good morning and welcome back to WA.
Thanks, mate. It's good to be back and, to see a little bit different parts of the state this time. So it's a very diverse place at WA.
Now, for those who are not too sure with your story, mate, just quickly talk us through it.
Yeah, well, so as you said, I'm known as the Unbreakable Farmer, and I'm a mental health speaker and advocate. Yeah, travel around the country sharing my story and hopefully sharing some tools and strategies with people to, one, look after themselves, but two, look after the people around them. So, yeah, that's what I'm back over here doing again this time.
All right. You're in Koji yesterday, mate. How did things go there?
It was a good meeting. There was a couple of other different speakers talking about some different subjects, robots and so forth, and also talking about, you know, sheep prices and you know, how that people are going to manage their way through that. So, you know, it tied in well with me being able to share some strategies around looking after yourself.
What was the talk around with sheep and everything there at Koji up yesterday, mate? How are the farmers feeling going forward?
Yeah, look, I think it's I've done a number of talks over Australia in the last couple of weeks in central New South Wales, down on Kangaroo Island, and in central Victoria as well. And I think across Australia, it's pretty much the same. It's, you know, there's a bit of uncertainty there, and obviously there's going to be some challenges moving forward over the next couple of years with sheep prices for a number of reasons. There's a number of reasons affecting that price. So, you know, that's one thing that was a positive that come out is, like, there's still a little bit of time, but you've got to, you know, have your plan in place and make sure that, you've got your bases covered. So, yeah, so it tied in well with my messages as well.
Okay. And today, mate, tonight I think you're at the Muck and Buddin pub.
Yeah, no, right? I'm heading north today and I'm heading up there and having a chat tonight at the pub. So that'll be good. And, the same sort of thing, there's, obviously some uncertainty around weather and stuff at the moment. You know, things are drying out a little bit and you see that as you're travelling around Australia. It's slowly drying out in places. So, it's one of those things that we need to arm ourselves with those tools in our mental health toolbox. So when the challenges get a bit tough and you need someone to talk to, you know who you're going to reach out to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you roll on tomorrow across the wheat belt, mate, because early start tomorrow you'll be at the Beacon Country Club. And then you make your way to the Training Bowls Club tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, no, so it's got a few things happening, so I'm going to see a bit of the countryside.
Yeah, yeah.
So the same sort of thing, and that ties in with some of their bin meetings as well. So, you know, hopefully people get along and can get something out of what I'm there to talk about. So, yeah, it's all about that connection. So those community events are really good to get people together. And, you know, part of my mission is inspiring conversation. So get people together and get talking, that's good. And, you know, if we can share a bit of wisdom with each other, we might be able to solve some of the challenges that we might be facing.
How do you try and get people to open up?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things when, you know, especially when things start to get a bit challenging, people, you know, isolate themselves. It's just, you know, the part of, I think, and you know, that's part of my story too. When I was facing my challenges, it was easier to isolate yourself on your farm and not actually engage with people. But I think it's really important that, you know, we start talking. And look, people are really good at it. And last night I had, you know, some farmers come up to me after my talk and say, you know, that's, you know, I've been through that and I understand. And, but that's, you know, that's part of that wisdom that, you know, if they notice other people struggling, then they need to reach out to them as well. But, you know, opening up those conversations can be tough, particularly, you know, in rural communities where either very stoic nature or a little bit guarded and don't want to let everyone know that they might be struggling. But, you know, it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength and part of your business plan that, you know, unless you're running at 100%, your farm can't be running at 100% or your decision-making's not at 100%. So you need to look after yourself and realise that, you know, regardless of how expensive the tractor is that's parked in the shed or you know, how much crop you got in the ground, you're the number one asset on that farm and you need to look after yourself.
All right. So you can catch Warren Davies, the Unbreakable Farmer, tonight at the Muck and Buddin pub, a bit of a free light supper. So get along there from just after 6:00. And then, of course, tomorrow, get along for a free brekkie at the Beacon Country Club. And then Warren's presentation just after 9:00. And then if you're around the training area, the Training Bowls Club from just after 3:00 there tomorrow afternoon. So go along, hear Warren's story. There is a bit more to this farmer than does certainly meet the eye. Mate, nice to see you back over here in WA, and good luck touring through the Wheatbelt.
Good on you, mate. I appreciate your time. And, yeah, we'll catch up again another time while I'm over here.